And it is a pleasure to go to the Cario Newsline and visit with Sonny Smaldino, who's with the Colorado Springs Fire Department. And Sonny, thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate your time. You know, how appropriate this Town Hall Living with Wildfire meeting is coming up soon, next Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. With all these fires happening, I think more and more people will be going to the meetings, don't you?
Well, we sure hope so, and we're really excited to be having this series. It's unfortunate that we've been having these fires all around our town and, you know, out east and down south, and this just hopefully will bring that top of mind that it can happen anywhere, anytime, and we just live in this fire season all year round, so it's really a year-round season for us. We kind of don't stop in the wildfire arena, but bringing a little bit more awareness, we really want to be accessible and available for people to ask their questions so we can address their concerns and empower them to have their plan and be prepared.
Excellent. So let's get right down into the weeds, so to speak. Living with Wildfire Town Hall Series is going to empower the community to be ready for a wildfire if it happens. Let's talk about some of the topics that you'll be discussing at these town halls.
Great. So we're going to be doing the first section. We kind of broke this up into three sections. It's called Ready, Set, Go, in the fact that when you're planning and preparing, you're getting ready. You're preparing your home, hardening your home, meaning is your roof clean and free of pine needles? Is your property cleared in the right way? How can you mitigate a little bit different or better just to safely get your home ready for if a fire does come through? Getting set is setting your plan up. We're going to walk through how do you do a wildfire action plan for your whole family, yourself, your business. If you do work there in that area, maybe not live there, but work over there, we want to address those concerns. So creating those plans, getting set up for notifications as part of the plan, communication plans are huge. So that's that set part. The go part is the evacuation part, what to do when and if something happens. Honestly, regardless of emergency, not just wildfire, but it could be a different type of emergency, but we really want everybody to understand what those terms mean and what we expect your support in when we say, hey, there's a pre-evacuation warning for this area or these streets, and then what does it mean when an evacuation order is issued? And sometimes we may say, we want you to shelter in place. That's the safest thing for you. So we want to go through what those really mean, what the roles and responsibilities are from the agencies, who calls that, how it's called, how you receive the information. So that is really, really a key element. So those are those big three things that we're going to cover.
And of course, these town hall meeting series, it also is broken up too, because we know the topography, the climates here in Colorado Springs, very drastically different. So there's even, you know, two kind of specialized ideas when it comes to what part of the city and really what challenges you face when it comes to your wildfire danger.
It is. And so we look at things. People have been recently comparing Waldo Canyon with the Marshall Fire. Well, when we look at it from a fire perspective, it's two very different types of fires. Both tragic, both had lost of life. So we're just looking at that going, okay, if you live on the west side in the wildland-urban interface, here's those challenges. And if you're on the southwest part of town, here's some additional challenges versus the north side might have a different set of those. Then we go around the whole city and we get to that east side and the north side where there's a lot of prairie grasses and there's a lot of high conflagration, tight-knit housing developments. And that's really comparative to the Marshall Fire. So when we look out east, Stetson Hills in that area, high propensity to have something more similar to a Marshall Fire because there's just so many homes that are together, not nestled up against the foothills, but out toward the grasslands. So it could just be as simple as one home fire with 80, 90 mile an hour winds like we've seen over the last couple weeks, catching an entire neighborhood on fire. So we really are going to address specific concerns to each area of town through these 20 meetings throughout the entire summer. And hopefully we're able to answer everyone's questions and concerns that they have based on where they live.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you mentioned there are a lot of meetings coming up. So if anyone wants more information, they want to definitely take part in them. What's the best way to get the information, to register, make sure that they're going to the appropriate meeting for where they live and what challenges they may be facing?
Yeah, so we would like everybody to visit the COSwildfireready.org website. On the homepage, you're going to see the Town Hall Series link. When you click on that, it's going to have the list of the neighborhoods we're going to be addressing at each meeting. We have April 19th next Tuesday, April 21st next Thursday on the books. Today we're going to add a couple more for as we move up that west side, going up a little bit further north. We'll be adding those for the first week of May, and that will be hopefully here soon by the end of the afternoon. But we are really focusing on the southwest part of town. So anything south of Highway 24, west of I-25 is going to be very appropriate for those first two meetings. The first meeting on Tuesday is at Meadows Park Community Center, and the second meeting on Thursday will be at Skyway Elementary School.
Excellent.
So those are the ones you're going to need to take a look for.
Excellent. If you missed those locations, you can go back to caradio.com and listen to this podcast, as it will be housed right there at caradio.com, the radio page. Sunny, it's interesting. You know, we're in wildfire season. We got that big fire in down near Los Animas. Some of those people, you know, I would imagine the farmers would never, you know, have thought that they would have had to cut the fence to let the cows out. But those are some of the things that, you know, if they plan some future events, maybe they know in the future they'll have to do something like that. So these meetings are definitely important, and hopefully people don't, you know, kind of put them aside and say, it'll never happen to me.
And that's what we don't. We're hoping if we have all these meetings and provide all this information, nothing happens.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate goal. But
no
we
doubt.
Do want everybody to walk away feeling like they're more comfortable when and if something happens.
Yeah, no doubt. Sunny, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it very much.